This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're delighted you're with us. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here from the farm in Missouri. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much for your excellent, excellent work, Nathan. I really appreciate it. And with us this morning, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Doc Ram, welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning. I'm going to need serious extra volume, please.
Okay.
Especially low today, and I'm having very difficult time. I couldn't hear the news.
Okay. All right. We're how's that? Is that better?
A little better. Thank you. You can even pump it up a bit more if you need to.
Okay. The dial goes
my end so you don't pick up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the dial goes to 10. We've got it set at 14.
Thank you. Well, there's a reason for the need for this. There's something going on with our son. I just got a very nice email from Ed Marvini. Best wishes back to him for helping me during that period. And the grand minimum is about to happen with our son, and it's going to affect all of our cash flow. That has to do with Uranus. Uranus is an astrological planet that seemingly affects our lives. I did studies when I was in the military on it. It's an unusual form of physics called cosmobiology. And it has validation. I mean, I valid up to 3 sigma, 99.9975% probable event. So there's something going on with that. And then this morning, I got another email from someone else. By the way, thank you, Ed. That someone else sent me regarding our trees, just like I've been talking about. Now, this person's in Colorado, and I posted that on Facebook. It's something is happening to our timber. And it's everywhere. And at least in the western states, and it's not the bark beetle. And we don't know what it is. At one point, I speculated that it was Fukushima and or the chemtrails. I'm certain all of this plays a part in it, but our sun is changing. And with it, it is affecting our forests, and you can see the kill in every tree. It's scary for me that grew up in forests, and they're different right now. And I don't know what it means.
I've got a comment about that, Rick. You know, for those who don't know, I live with our family. We have a traditional 1950s style family. Our boys live here, spend a lot of time with us on the farm. I mean, farming is 24/7, 365. There's no question about it. And when we first built this farmhouse in 2005, we thought, you know, we've got 120 acres, roughly, of trees, and we don't want to cut any trees down for, you know, if we decide to heat with wood, which you know, a couple years after we built the farmhouse, we decided, yeah, we're going to heat with wood. And we would just go into the woods, and there'd be dead limbs that would fall down, and we would just hook them up to the tractor and pull them out of the woods and cut them up, and then build a stack of them and burn them in the outdoor wood furnace to heat our hot water and to heat our home in the wintertime. Well, I was thinking 120 acres, I don't know, maybe that's just about enough for limbs to fall off trees and for us to pick them up. And, you know, we'll be cleaning up the woods, and we're not going to be cutting trees down to heat the house. And it'll probably be just about enough. And it was. Now we have a different problem. Now there are so many trees dying and falling over. And we're talking 13 years later. There are so many trees dying and falling over that our tractor is not big enough. And we actually have, you know, multiple tractors. And when I say tractor, I'm talking about a 100 horsepower tractor. We're talking about a 12,000 pound tractor. Not big enough to pick up with the front end loader some of these trees that have fallen over. We need a backhoe, and we have a backhoe, and we had to buy a backhoe for these kinds of reasons, because of the washout of the road. We have to fix the road because the county can't always do it. We have to fix our driveway that washes out all the time. We have to fix, you know, the stream will wash out the culverts and, you know, the bridge that we built on our farm to get from one field to another, that kind of thing, to let the cows get across the streams. Well, we have a backhoe, and we need to use the backhoe now because the trees are so large that they're just falling over. And now we have more wood than we need. And that didn't used to be the case. And talking about firewood, that didn't used to be the case, but it is now.
I have
so
a
what you're talking about is for real.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I have a question. If it's a 100-horsepower tractor, does that mean it does a work of 100 horses? Because that's not true. I have logged with horses. I use Sheffield's, small draft. And I can tell you, where do they get that rating?
Well, I know that 1 horsepower is equivalent to 746 watts of electricity. I mean, that's what I've been taught for, you know, since I've heard.
So you're equating it to electricity, not animals like it's named after.
Oh, if you I'll tell you what, if you take 100 horses, I'll bet you that could outpull a 100-horsepower tractor.
I understand that. That's why I was asking where that rating came from and what it actually literally means, because it's not the same.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same traction as 400 hooves. You know, you take 100 horses and 400 hooves. And, no, there's no way. However, that's the nomenclature used by the industry. So
the food that they eat, you know, the gas compared to the grass. And
That was something I want. That's something I wanted to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about what I consider something that is pretty idiotic, and that is we have converted corn to alcohol to dilute gasoline to cause engine problems and fuel system problems. That's causing us to junk vehicles that should not be junked, because we've destroyed them by using the ethanol in the fuel that the oil companies have decided that, well, this is what they're going to sell. And I was thinking this morning, I think we're going to go down with a whimper. It's not going to be a big bang. I don't think it's going to be a big war. I think it's going to be a whimper. We're going to have done this to ourselves through the greed of just a few miserable, disgusting, evil, egocentric people. Who would have ever thought? I mean, what kind of a mind does it take to say, you know what? There are people starving all over the world, but let's take some corn and let's turn it into gasohol. Who would have thought of that? Because gasoline has more BTUs per gallon than alcohol does. And if you get over 10% content of alcohol mixed with gasoline, you destroy the fuel system. But we're already destroying the fuel system.
Well,
I was thinking this morning.
The petrodollar is dead, as far as I'm concerned. And basically, Ford Motor Company started with alcohol, not gasoline. And we did just fine because gas does not burn clean where alcohol does.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
I can make alcohol with, you know, biomass. I can do that simply. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a friend that's doing that right now next to a field of strawberries. And, you know, the strawberry leaf is converted into alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused about a lot of things, and I thought I understood everything, and I don't.
I saw 2 days ago, I saw something that just infuriated me. I was traveling in the truck with the family, and we're heading towards Springfield from the farm, Springfield, Missouri. And there was this cloud of dust coming toward us, and it was a truck racing in opposite direction. So we were going west, it was coming east on this back paved road, and it was flying, and it was heaped over with fertilizer. So this is like a dump truck style truck, heaped over with fertilizer over the height of the walls of the bed of this, you know, dump truck, if you will. And fertilizer was just flying out all over the road. The guy rounded the curve, you know, at the intersection. And I can see the residue of this trail of fertilizer this guy has left. It infuriated me for many reasons. One reason is the guy who bought what he thought maybe was 18 tons of fertilizer is probably going to get 16, you know, by the time it's delivered. The other thing is this guy has polluted the streams with a massive amount of fertilizer, which is instant runoff with the next rain. These kinds of things are causing problems, and I guess this is the high cost of low education, wouldn't you say? Isn't that what this is?
I'm not even going to try to comment on that one. I know better. Yeah, I'm lost on so many things today. I don't understand any of it anymore. And why? Fertilizer is... there's liming. I understand the need for mineral and liming. I understand what fertilizer means to some people, but, you know, you're talking about salts, usually. When you talk about fertilizer, you're talking about different magnesium salts, different kinds of salts, and what they do to the soil. But biomass is different, and I don't know.
I've got a comment. Of all the farms that I see around us in our neck of the woods near Missouri, we are probably the only one that is not using commercial fertilizer. Now, outlying from here where they have chicken farms where they raise chickens for meat and eggs, you know, like these Tyson chicken factories, like in Arkansas, well, they've got more chicken poop than they know what to do with, and the farmers around fertilize their fields with that. But we have found that if we just feed the cows hay, we can get by without fertilizing, without commercial fertilizer. We'd have better grass if we put a lot of fertilizer down, but we're managing.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Yeah.
This conversation we were talking about might be relevant. You said that you fed your cattle hay. I did a study with Nakamura of Honda out of Osaka, Japan, and I created a way to dehydrate comfrey, which essentially was impossible. I was working at the time with German money. I was being hired by Henry Barth himself to determine on alternative crops that led to my alternative agriculture thing. And I made a discovery that in Osaka, their feedlots are 60-story buildings where the cattle never see the light of day. They're walked around in circles in each floor and fed alfalfa from H.R. Miller, other exporters out of the Grand Coulee Dam area in Washington State. That's a big business, alfalfa. And it turns out that when you dehydrate alfalfa, you can have as much as 22% protein Most alfalfa is running somewhere around 8 to 12%. You can tell by the color of the leaf and all of that in your bale what your protein levels are just visually. Very rarely will you ever see anything up to 18%. And when you do dehydration, special cubing or pelletizing, you can get as high as 22% protein. Now, when I did my study with Comfrey, what I discovered, the cattle, by the way, in these feedlots were rampant with disease. And when I say that, I mean every cow had a problem because sunlight and vitamin D and all of that kind of thing, being out in nature, is much more important than we realize to the animal. And being in feedlots, it's like doing feedlots with salmon. You have to feed them massive quantities of antibiotics and other things to keep diseases from spreading. And so I did a study on how to dehydrate, approximately 100,000 pounds of glop per acre. Comfrey, if you're doing alfalfa and you get three cuts per season, if you're doing a three-cut season or a six-cut season, that depends on irrigation, Comfrey will start right out at six cuts and go up to 10 cuts in one season. And the yields on Comfrey are much more. Everybody knows what Comfrey is. It's a great big long plant. It has mucilage in it, which will cause the green cut to rot if you're not careful. And so we discovered that when you do a 60% Comfrey, 40% alfalfa pellet, it virtually eliminated all diseases because Comfrey has a 28% protein yield and it contained two of the missing essential amino acids that are missing in alfalfa, lysine and allantoin. And when you put those two combinations together, now you had a perfect cattle feed for any kind of situation for the cow. And we approached, there's a couple of larger distributors through the world. They have plants, Alltech is out of your area, they in Mexico and other places, and they provide all your cattle feeds. You know, if you're doing eggs, chickens, they'll have your the yellowing agent, which is, I forget what it is now, it's an ingredient that's necessary for chickens to make their yolks yellow. And I started marketing this thing, and the yields on this, if you were to take a small field, part of your field, and put Comfrey in it, and then intersperse it with grass hay, so that the cattle could eat it. The problem is Comfrey will not be eaten fresh by the cow because the underside of the leaf has the little prickles on it and it's hard on the tongue of the cow. And so we won't eat fresh Comfrey. But you can put a wilt on it and mix it, and that cow will eat that and you'll have a much higher yield in your protein.
I've got some thoughts I'd like to discuss with you when we come back on the other side of this break about Comfrey, and something that we were going to try, and I'll share that with our class when we come back. We're cattle farmers.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, and we're talking about comfrey. So, Rick, we're picking up our, we're buying a brand new baler, hay baler. Well, not exactly brand new, but brand new to us. This particular baler was made in 1958.
So it's doing what? 90-pound bales?
40 to, let's say, 120, yes, square bales.
Okay, yeah,
it's an antique baler.
The new round balers are 800-pounders, and that's an unusual new direction in big farming and things like that. By the way, it's Zansafil from Marigold that colors the egg. My memories are all coming back now. Mm-hmm. I just need to work those circuits to get them firing again in my brain. And once they start firing, then things start tumbling out like crazy. Comfrey is easy to grow. It's almost impossible not to grow it because the taproot goes down 18 feet into what we call B horizon. It turns rock into soil, basically. And if you can grow comfrey, you can... The easy way that it requires air drying. I found a way to pick it up off the field with a wilt using a vacuum throw. And then we used hop kilns. And I have a technical crop report or one of my little PDFs that I'm going to start doing on how to grow comfrey and how to set it up. The problem is getting it started because grasses will try to tend to take over. Once the comfrey has set, the broadleaf will smoke out all the other smaller annuals like grasses and things like that because they can't get light. It's a really wonderful plant to have in your herbal pharmacy. The Alantuin can be put on wounds on like scar tissue and will eliminate scars or begin to erase them, much like aloe vera will do that with the lipoids. I think that comfrey is a future for animal feeds. I think that once we've learned how to handle it, you can't dry it in the field. It'll rot. You can't dry it in the shade. It'll rot. You can put a wilt on it and then take it in with, crimping it so that you give it extra places to dry, put a condition on it. And then you can air dry it with big stacks. We used to have portable hop kilns that would go out into the field and dry it right there on the spot. What I tried to do was run it through a pelletizer or a tablet or a cuber, and it'll still rot. It's that much mucilage. It won't dry normal ways. That's why it was never used in farming, because people didn't know how to handle it. I approached it as a physicist and figured out a way to do it, but it's still an awkward thing. But if you feed your cattle a 60% comfrey, 40% alfalfa pellet, you will never need antibiotics or anything else, even in dairy. You won't need to do it. It's not necessary. And that's a study was done by, I know, it's unbelievable. And that's just simply because it had the complete cycles of essential amino acids for the cow. The cow has a different kind of digestive system than we do, and so it has different kinds of requirements in terms of how it digests with amino acids. And with comfrey and alfalfa, you got a whole food for the cow. Complete balance.
Well, what I was trying to figure out as you were discussing this is how we could plant, let's say, a few acres of comfrey, get it started, and then
man, you'll never take it out. Nuclear weapon, Mike, but I don't know anything else.
Well, what I was thinking is...
Hogs will do it. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have the round balers that you've discussed. About 1,000 pounds. It'll roll hay into 1,000 pounds, and then we pick up those 1,000-pound round bales. We don't. There are several types. There's net wrap, which is kind of like a large weave nylon stocking almost that goes over the bale of hay and holds it together. But then you have an enormous amount
of waste. You're talking about the ones that you pull a vacuum in them and then they don't have to be dehydrated?
No, I'm actually talking about a field-dried bale that when you go, first you cut the hay, you ted it and you spread it around on the field, you let it dry for a day or two, and then you rake it into a windrow, and then you come by with a round baler that will pick up those windrows of hay and bale them into a cylinder, if you will, typically.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you're using a side throw delivery rake. I understand. Okay. What you want to do with that, there's another way to do it that I think slicker. But we can discuss that. We'll do that another time. I just want to say on the comfrey, if you put in a 2-acre field, you will never lose that. And that'll be a great place to do your chickens.
Well, I really like this idea.
I know it's I've got technical. I've written a book on it, a mini book on it. I've written many books that need now publishing. I'm seeking patrons to get my work out because I'm realizing that what has happened to me, I'm not going to get there fast enough to complete my life's work. And I have 360 PDFs like comfrey on how to grow various crops, like marigolds. There's different kinds of marigolds that you would grow for the chickens. There's Tagetes variety. That would be the one I'm talking about, not the one that's used as an insecticide, or a pesticide. I think that there are some crops that are alternative crops that can be intercropped together. I did a one PDF on a 6-grain field that does the same thing as comfrey, where the cow just eating that field gets all of his nutrition by putting 6 different grains together. There's some other things that you can do like that, which is called intercropping. And intercropping is an interesting concept for certain kinds of animal breeding. Horses, for example. You give them a special kind of a field with not just rye, but you might have a vetch and some other things in that, and now that horse is going to have what he needs to eat, without having to be supplements.
You're absolutely right. That's what we do here. We have probably 6 different varieties of grasses, and we even have legumes. We plant Lespedeza. And that's why I'm so interested in this comfrey, because if we can figure out a way of drying it so that it doesn't rot, I would really like to.
Comfrey is a bitch. It's like, if you look at it, it's got that mucilage. That means there's little tiny cells that hold a gel of some form. It's not just water. It's in a gel form, which means it doesn't dehydrate in normal standard sun cure. And you have to put a wilt on it. And once you've got the drying process moving in the right direction, then you have to put it in air. And one of the ways they do it, old ways, is that they'll elevate it up to a top of an elevator and drop it in air with an airflow going upwards in the thing so that as the product is falling through it, it is dehydrating it with an airstream. What you're trying to do is get rid of the moisture and give it back to the Lord where it's not held in stasis in the material. And you have to get it down below 12% or it will compost. And so, heat up. And you can always tell, by the way, the simple way to tell whether or not you're at 10% or 12% moisture is that 10%, the whatever you're looking at, will snap break rather than bend break. That's the distinction, just working in a field crop, taking your product, and when you bend it, it'll either bend snap or crack snap. Crack snap is at 10%, and 12% is when it bend snaps, and 13% it won't break. And that's how you do it in farming.
Can we build a raised screen? And I'm thinking something that's pretty heavy, almost like chain link fencing. Can we build something like that that's raised and then distribute the comfrey on that and let it air dry for,
let's say, we had like a week. Hop kiln. What you do is you put, you have your chain that you put, but you put a tarp over it, a breathable tarp, and so that you can roll that tarp off when you pull it off the screen, and you have it, use that as an auger. And the thing that you have to do in that regard, though, is the netting. Those are called hop nets. Because they breathe, they're just open fiber, and it's on the hop floor, and you can put comfrey up to 4 feet deep, and it won't compost if you have the shaft of air going through that. It clips speeds, and those are just big, you know, squirrel cages that'll be running, and you don't need heat as much because it is a vapor pressure concept, and what you're trying to do is move the moisture away, and that's air, not heat. Heat starts the process, but you very rarely, at the end of drying, you need heat for the first hour of two-day drying. And that's all you need, the first hour or two of heat, and then you turn the heat off because they're expensive, and all you have is air shafts of air going through there, and that will dry it down. What you're trying to do is get the wilt into the next stage of dehydration, which is, the moisture moving from the inner part of the cell outward to the surface of the cell. And that's what heat does, because it accelerates the dehydration or vapor pressure of the chamber. And once you've done that and the movement of the moisture in the product is moving, now it's air that takes care of it. And so it's a cheap process to do. Then you can take your dried comfrey and your green alfalfa and make a cube or pellet out of it. Just like
that. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. You know, Rick, as you're talking about comfrey, I've got to tell you, I have not seen a single farmer engage in the practice of growing comfrey to feed, you know, large animals like cows and horses. They're just not doing it. And I think it is just, well, heck, why do that? Why go through all that work when all you have to do is just plant some Kentucky 31 and you get these bottle of injections and you buy the syringes and you just stick the cows, you know, and
you know, it's, give them these chemicals. It's so far better. What happened in Honda and their two feedlots in Osaka, the cattle now have absolutely no diseases, none. No antibiotics are needed, and the protein yields are even higher than with normal feedlots. So the advantages of working from natural sources, working with balanced foods with amino acids, that's the bottom line. And
well,
that's where we're going to go ultimately.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, as we're discussing this, I'm thinking, what makes our cows different from everybody else's? Well, our cows eat lots of different grasses. They are out in the sunshine.
Are you certified organic? Can you say your beef is organic now because you're certified?
We are not certified because of the government red tape. However, if we went through the certification process, we would be because we don't use...
That means the certification process, by the way, is state by state. Each state is different. Mm-hmm. The organizations have different requirements. None of it is meaningful per se, mm-hmm. but your cost is your price that you can sell your beef at changes significantly.
Well, we were thinking about doing it sort of the same way, but a little bit differently. We can say we are natural. We do not use the chemical fertilizers. And here's what we do that maybe is a little different. We cut hay and bale hay from other people's farms because they can't do it themselves. And we cut and bale hay that has not had chemicals applied to the grass.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we do. And it's because there are a lot of older farmers here that just, you know, they want to keep their farm, but they just can't.
They don't have the machinery. They have the fields, but they don't have the machines,
That's exactly right. So we have the ability, the health right now to do it. We have the machinery to do it. And so our logic, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, our logic is instead of buying chemical fertilizers, what we can do is we can use rotational grazing, which means that we'll put the cows on a strip. We'll use electric fence tape, and we'll move the cows every day or two at the most.
That's the correct way to do it, by the way. That's the way we do it out here in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fields, the cattle need other things. That's what Alltech and your animal feed suppliers are all about. That's where you get your injections and your needles and things like that, through people like Alltech. But we showed them how to do the comfrey. They couldn't get enough of it to sell. And the problem is, when I moved out of that facility and stopped producing it, there was nobody doing it again. And if there's people out there that would love to do that, I'll teach you how to do it if you'll help me publish my other works. I need patrons. And return on their money. I've got 30 manuscripts of individual projects I've done ready to go to press, and I have no way to do it because just getting layout is going to, to get the thing in book position. I don't do that. What I do is write. And so I'm good to go with more books if there are people out there. And when I say the comfrey, I've got 360 different books on different products, including the Tagetes fur variety of Zanzafil marigolds, so that you can do chickens and feedlots and other kinds of animal control where you can work from natural resources using alternative crops. And let me tell you, that was the way it used to do. And if you don't think we're not going to need that now, when I started talking about the trees and the kill everywhere, our forests are dying, we're going to need this technology soon.
Yeah, it's clear to me. Let's talk more about your patrons that you're looking for when we come back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.